Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for episode 14 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim. We definitely had the taste of spring last week. Oh my word, it was 70 degrees. We were hitting records, which is crazy.
It was, and people were running around Ada in t-shirts and shorts, and it really kind of was a mind bender because it's like, is it summer? Is it spring? What's happening here?
Yeah. I mean, it felt like spring.
Well, speaking of spring, Easter is early this year. It's coming up at the end of this month, and we do want to encourage everyone to start thinking about your reservations for brunch or dinner at one of our local Ada restaurants. They'll all start posting on social media, I'm sure, or check their websites for their special holiday menus.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I know Nona's and Mudpenny and all of them definitely dive into that Easter food.
Yeah, they do. And it's always a fun time to see those new menus and to just gather with family.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, Kim, is it Expo week?
It is. Later this week on Saturday, March 9th, we will be having the Ada Forest Hills Community Expo. I know you guys have heard me talk about it a bit, but do come out. We have over 90 local businesses and organizations displaying this year. We have Shelley Irwin there as our MC, and we're going to have over 20 door prize packages, most of them worth over $200 that we'll be drawing throughout the day, and a couple of grand prizes, so lots of good stuff.
That is amazing. And 90 local businesses. If you guys really want to get the taste of Ada and Cascade and all around, definitely check out the Expo.
And you'll be there, Liz.
I will. Yes, I definitely will. So come say hi. All right. We are super excited to have Jason Wheeler with us today. He is the Director of Communications and VP at Wheeler Development Group. Jason has spent more than 20 years in West Michigan construction and real estate development. With an extensive background in marketing, public relations, and nonprofit, Jason serves with an understanding of community. We are so excited to have him. All right, we are super excited to have Jason here with us. So, Jason, we always joke that we ask you the hardest question first. So, tell us a little bit about yourself. Yeah.
Well, from a professional perspective, in my, you know, how we've connected is through Wheeler Development Group and our project here in downtown Ada of Village East. So, that's kind of, in a business sense, that's primarily what I do. It's Wheeler Development Group is the developer, Pure Real Estate Management is the management company that manages our assets. And so my time is split between the two companies, and in terms of, you know, outside of the professional aspect of things, got a great family, two young girls. We come downtown to Ada all the time, and I'm involved in the local music industry as well as a lot of martial arts around here. And one of, I think, ABA members, Premier.
Yeah.
I've seen, so that's, you know, I'm involved there and love those guys. So, yeah.
Talk about the music industry.
Yeah. Yes.
So, I don't know where to even start with that, but I started much like, other musicians, but I started a long time ago in my late teens. I ended up kind of really loving music more and more and taking classes at Michigan State when I was going to school. Fell in love with guitar and mandolin, all kinds of different music over the years that I've been a part of. Met some really great teachers and mentors along the way that have helped in the notes that I was sent over to you. That just kind of, I feel like they kind of guided me along a good path that I was able to see the aligning what I was doing professionally with like a creative pursuit. And music started to fall into that for me, where it's, hey, these bands can be businesses. Mm-hmm. We can play corporate events that we're already connected to through, our construction development group. Mm-hmm. So I was looking to do something more with music than just, play in bars, basically. And over the, multiple years of touring with bands and teaching and things like that, I've had the opportunities to do that and very grateful for that. It's been an awesome time. And as a girl started to get a little bit older, then, less and less time sleeping on couches and random states and stuff like that, more time focusing on how do I maintain a creative pursuit and keep music in my life, but do it from a home instead of being all over the place and being on the road all the time. So, missing all the great family stuff.
Yeah, most definitely. And I know I was flipping through Cranes one day, and there you were, and was reading the article about you. And as you mentioned, I knew you through Pure real estate and Village East of Ada here. And I was like, hold it, what? Jason's a musician.
Yeah.
So you play the guitar.
I play mostly mandolin.
Mandolin.
I do play guitar, yeah. So the bands that I'm performing with and when I'm teaching and all that stuff, it's all mandolin these days.
Okay. Yeah. And then your group is touring still?
We play a lot, so we're not leaving the state too often. But we do, you know, we hit the road this evening. We're in the UP home Sunday. We had gigs at the Intersection last week and Rockford Brewery this past week. So we're, you know, we stay very busy. But I'm not teaching full time. You know, I've got the full time business thing with Wheeler Development Group and with Pure. So now it can be, it's a pressure free, you know, process for me. And
yeah. What's your band name?
This band is Round Creek String Band.
Okay.
So it's a 5-piece string band, a lot of old time, a little bit of bluegrass, that sort of thing.
Very cool. Where can we hear it?
You can check us out on Spotify.
Okay,
we're on there
okay.
and in on all the streaming services. We have a website, which is roundcreekstringband.com. You can see us live. I'm trying to think where we're at an art gallery, actually, in Grand Rapids when we come back from our UP run. It's the 10th, March 10th, at Art Rat. It's a new art gallery that's also got some performance space in it down on Division in Grand Rapids.
Oh, so
that would be
fun.
Our next local performance. Yep. And that's a ticketed show, and there's only a few tickets left. So if that one passes by, there's tons of opportunities. So.
Yeah. Excellent. Very fun. All right. Well, we're going to circle back to Wheeler Development Group. You've completed some large projects with them, and you guys have more on the horizon. Tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing there.
Yeah. We've had some of the big ones that people might recognize in the West Michigan community would include 20 Monroe Live, the big venue down in Grand Rapids.
Oh, yeah.
Now I think it's, what is it, Gun Lake Live?
Oh, yeah.
But
GL
Live, whatever
yeah,
it's called
what
now.
Is, yeah,
I think it is GL Live.
Is it GL? Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really fun project for us. We did the JW Marriott, we did the Grand Rapids Art Museum, a couple of the more prominent law firms in Grand Rapids. So those are the big ones, the big glass buildings that you see, you know, those are always really exciting, great opportunities for us. And then within that, we also do a lot of multifamily, which, you know, again, that's the touch point that I've connected with you guys on, which is apartments and townhomes. And then on the horizon, we have a couple, we're building right now another townhome project on East Beltline. That's 96 units. That's called Meadowood. We just finished Village East. The last building was turned over to us at the end of the year, beginning of this year. So we're hoping to get that one leased up by the end of the spring and then look forward to pre-leasing Meadowood. So we always try to keep a couple projects in the hopper, basically. So, yeah, a lot of multifamily, and any chance that we get to take a look at, like, urban redevelopment opportunities, those are really rewarding projects. And, again, it gets you more there's a lot of visibility when you're, you know, tearing up an old building down in Grand Rapids. So,
yeah, most definitely. Do you, so before the podcast, we were kind of talking about just the apartment industry. Do you kind of want to talk about that and what you guys are seeing in that world?
Sure. It changes seasonally, but within that, there are some, there's some routine or a cycle to it. So even though it's changing seasonally, there's some things that you can just expect and bank on. And the reason I say that is because there's just so much growth going on in Grand Rapids and West Michigan right now. So there's a lot of opportunities for the townhomes and the multifamily market within what we do. We used to do a lot of urban core apartment projects, and that would be renovating a building or finding, you know, dead space within the city. That's harder and harder to find these days. The cost is higher downtown as well, that sort of thing. So that's led us, we have brokers on our team that are looking kind of in the outskirts, and we absolutely love towns like, you know, Ada, Rockford, Lowell, Cascade. Mm-hmm. It's great to be able to bring a project to a community that supports itself and one another so much. So those are things that, you know, I don't know that you become a successful developer by focusing on building community, but I think that's what you're doing is we're trying to be conscious, especially being that it's a family business. It's being conscious of the fact that we're creating spaces that create communities. So that's an honorable part of what we do. And with, you know, again, with the apartment side of it, is it's providing a housing option. We do market rate, so I know that's not, we don't do a lot of affordable housing. I know that's always a big part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. We just know what we are and what we're not. you know, we stay in our lane and we do what we've done for, you know, as I guess the principal partners being John Wheeler and Mike Mayer, they've been doing this for 45 years. So we kind of have a tried and true process that we follow. And we've seen a lot of demand for two beds. Ada Village in particular, we've seen the three beds are gone. So there was a lot of demand for three beds. And just, I think what it really boils down to is trying to keep a competitive price and a product that is that can offer a lot for the diverse pursuits that people have. So if you're in an apartment in a one bed, you're heading to a two bed eventually if you still want to rent. If you're in a two bed, you might be heading toward a townhome. Mm-hmm. So we kind of try to keep that in mind. Is the best case scenario for us in a leasing situation would be that they love the customer service and they love the product enough to where they continue to stay with us, whether they're going from a one bed to a two bed in the same unit, maybe, and then they end up over at the Knoll where they have a three bed townhome before they, you know, do their home purchase. So we try to offer a little bit to everybody. Rates have gone up.
Sorry, it's like you guys are a great stepping stone for those people that are just getting out of college, need someplace to live, save up the money.
Yep.
You know, build up to a townhome and then maybe their own home one day. Which is great.
And we again, that's the piece that feels like we're playing into the community. Mm-hmm. We're not trying to capture rent. We need to make a living, but really there's a lot more that happens beyond that. And knowing that we're keeping young professionals within a community like Ada, and they're going to find what they love here. They're going to open a business, or they're going to love the trails, or there's something that connects them to that. We know that's not an apartment. The apartment is a place that they can go back and have, you know, make it feel like home, and it gives them a reason to want to be a part of a place like Ada. So, we love what we do, and our occupancy rates are really high right now. As rates are going up, and it's harder and harder to justify building a home or buying a home, we hope that we're a solution that's affordable and reasonable for people, and
most definitely
try to do it with a smile and try to give people a good experience while they're with us.
And there was a great need for additional housing options in Ada, and people were super excited to see Village East of Ada going up and very curious about what it was going to be. And I think it having that accessibility, and Ada is such a walkable community, as we talk about all the time, and with the apartments being right there, you can walk to everything.
It's our most walkable and accessible project. Even though we have stuff that's right in the East Town and right in the city center of Grand Rapids, the resources and amenities that are by Village East are pretty incredible. So you would not need a car there if you loved this town so much everything was there for you. You know, you have your pharmacy and your grocery and you've got the boutiques, and beyond all of that, knowing that you're playing a role, we had mentioned Local First before the podcast started, but you're playing a role in improving your local economy as a resident and a participant in the community. So the walkability and all the amenities that are there are a highlight for us.
Yeah, most definitely. As being a business owner here, it's been great too, because we see a lot of your guys' people who are renting and stuff come down and say, oh my gosh, we love this. This has been such a great asset, all that kind of stuff. So you guys definitely filled that gap for residential that we needed in Ada, most definitely. So kind of jumping, you are the director of communications. And communications, marketing, all that kind of stuff is ever-changing. So how do you guys, in the real estate industry, how do you guys keep up with that stuff?
It's pretty wild ride right now, because as technology rolls out new tools, specifically for targeting and things like that, we're limited in a housing. You can't do, because of local fair housing regulations, you can't do targeting. Mm. So you end up having to really dig deep to find what kind of tools are there. You got to have a marketing mix that includes the new technology as well as those dependable staples of just in-person tours and a handshake. They go a long way and they mean a lot. And you have to balance that with an audience that might be moving here from California and all they want is a virtual tour link. Mm-hmm. So COVID actually, probably that COVID period of time where there was a lot of changing in the way that we behave around, say, touring a home or a building, that was a time of discovery for the marketing communications. What tools do we have access to? How can we make this streamlined? How do we make it easy and affordable? What's the easiest point of access to get into one of our spaces? as well as also supporting all of that process with your social media and your website and everything. So there's kind of this integrated approach of what's happening in the world right now in this marketing space. Mm-hmm. What tools can we take from, say, how do car dealerships find their audience? How do we apply those into the property management world? So there's been a lot of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you have a lot of people coming from out of state into your apartments or townhomes?
We do.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's quite an influx, mainly in the townhomes more than the apartments we see it. But there's a lot of attention into the outskirts, again, like Cascade, Ada. The Knoll does very well. There's people from all over the place there. That's just outside of Ada Village. Yeah. Village East has people from all over the place. And then a couple of our other townhomes, everywhere from California, Arizona, New York, Florida, and then Midwest, where you'll get a lot of professional transfers.
Yeah, I know even when we were moving here to West Michigan 10 years ago, going online, trying to find information about potential places to rent was very frustrating.
Yeah.
So I think that is the good thing that came out of COVID, is offering so many more virtual tours and information, because it ended up coming down to for us that have to come here physically.
Yeah.
And see what was available. And at that time, the market for rentals was so horrible that we came down to, like, we literally had three options. And one of them went out from underneath us before we even got here. So
yeah,
it's great that these new developments are being built, and there's a lot more resources for people to be able to explore them.
Yeah, and I think, and then also part of on that marketing communication side of things is also doing constant market research to say, right, have we hit, what are these thresholds that are being dictated by local housing studies or by an ABA? What is your wish list? And what does the Grand Rapids Chamber want to see? And what does, you know, Experience GR want to see? So you're looking at multiple aspects of the growth in West Michigan and trying to find where our role is there, and making sure, again, that we're providing something that, you know, providing a need. That's a big thing for us. So we got to watch the housing inventory and make sure that we're not overbuilding. And I mean that as just West Michigan builders and developers.
Right.
So those are all the pieces that have come up with because of the local landscape related to rental housing.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah, it's a full-time
job. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, most definitely. And you do a whole lot of other things. Yeah. So. Yep.
Full-time plus.
Well, yeah.
Well, we do want to touch on the fact that Wheeler is a family-owned business. And so tell us a little bit about the perks of being a part of a family-owned business, and what advice would you give to a young person who's considering going into a family business? And
sure. I would say, as far as, you know, advice or however we would want to put that, I think for a family business, maybe one of the differences between that and, say, if you were just working an 8-to-5, would be thinking multi-generationally. What are we doing right now to build on, you know, where we're headed? And that's from a reputation standpoint. And then in our case, because we're a brick and mortar company, are we building, you know, Class A quality structures that the next generation, you know, that they're still going to be there standing with integrity for the next generation. So being conscious about that, whatever that family business pursuit is, I think that's a big part of it. And then and that includes everything from mentorship of the next generation of the family to learning from the ones that are about to retire, and making sure that there's good continuity between things like that. And I think that would be the only piece that I could see separating a normal day-to-day job from the family business. Being able to separate yourself too. You walk in, you know, I don't work, my wife isn't a part of it, so that's different, but I do know a lot of family members who are part of family businesses where it's a husband and wife scenario, and that would be a whole different aspect of it.
That's actually my parents.
They had to think about that at some point. Like, no more talking about work after 5 o'clock, or you got to have some kind of boundaries.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, and it's even funny. My brother works in the business now and now owns it, but he would call my mom and dad Debbie and Jeff.
Yeah.
And everybody would be like, why is he calling you Debbie and Jeff? He's like, oh, we're so used to it in the work environment.
Yeah.
And then when you get into your day-to-day, he still does it. And, I mean, perks and, you know, weirdness of family businesses.
Yeah, the dynamics are always going to be different in a family than they would between coworkers. And then, you know, not losing perspective of the fact, the most important thing is that you're family. So if the stress of the business means that you don't end up, say, over at your folks' place for Christmas because you've been arguing about a new product rollout or whatever that could be, then it would be time to take a step back and do some strategic planning as the family business. And within that, that would be very unique to a family situation, because you would be including what's the strategy of the business and what's our path to success, as well as how do we not, you know, rip each other's heads off over the next 20 years of doing this.
No, that's great advice. Definitely separating the family life and the work life.
Yep.
Leave it when you close the door at night.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent.
All right. So we always ask everybody, if you were to spend a Saturday in Ada Village with as a family, what would you guys do?
We do spend a lot of Saturdays down here. So because of the great work that you guys have done, ABA and Discover Ada, I've started to gain a real appreciation specific to this Ada Village, the intentionality of highlighting local businesses. And that's a good pattern, I think, for anybody to be aware of around here. Is we wouldn't come down and go to Garage Bar every single day. Every single Saturday we come down. So we sprinkle our dollars and our support. Love the Garage Bar. They've been excellent. The Ada Grill's been excellent. Nona's is a fantastic place to eat. Our kids love Luna. They want to go get ice cream. We want to go to Gravel Bottom. So, I mean, you guys, because of the accessibility here, the walkability, a Saturday morning here it's a blast. You can get to a lot of spots. You can get to a lot of local boutiques. And the charm of it is meeting the business owners. Mm-hmm. My cousin Gina owns Gina's. So our girls are always in there. So we try to get, we'll go as, you know, as much as what our kids have energy for, we'll go around and pop in and out and support whoever we can and split that up throughout our trips here.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are like you. And I think that's what's so amazing about Ada Village is there is this understanding that everybody here is small business owners.
Yeah.
And spreading that wealth. And
it goes a long way.
It goes a long way. Yeah.
And when we're doing tours and stuff, that's come up a couple times where, when somebody comes for a Friday afternoon and they see everybody walking around with shopping bags and kids, and they understand the walkability of it, they can picture themselves there. And if the community is all, say, chain restaurants and stuff like that, you don't have that same level of support and interest. So I think that's you know, a very unique and amazing element of what you guys are doing here in Ada.
Yeah, that is one of the things I love about Ada. When the weather's nice, just like when we had this warm-up recently, and just seeing people walking around and families spilling out of restaurants all smiling and heading into some of the stores, there's nothing better.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yep.
So if people would like to connect with you, where can they find you? What's the best way to reach out?
Depending on what you're interested in. So Wheeler Development Group and Pure Real Estate Management, those are the two companies that work side by side to bring the apartments and the townhomes to this area. If it's from an entertainment or music education, Great Lakes Music is the entity that I have that I kind of route all my music business through, and I host an event each fall called the Great Lakes Music Camp. So greatlakesmusiccamp.org is a great way to find us for anything like that.
Okay, well, awesome. This was so great, Jason. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's great talking with you.
Lots of fun. Thanks.
Thanks.
So how much fun was Jason to talk to? He is such a multifaceted person.
He is. When he was talking about the music industry, too, I was like, I had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, music, development, marketing, you name it. He can talk about anything. He's an incredible family man and a great asset to have here as part of the ABA, supporting Discover Ada, and having Village East come to Ada Village.
Most definitely. And two, he's always willing to jump in and help, which I absolutely love. And sometimes we're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That would be great. Thank
100%. You. Yes. He's always like, how can we help you? How can my staff help? And just love that collaboration.
Yeah, I do too.
Hey, Liz, you want to jump into the Fast Five?
Yeah, let's do it. All right. For starters, Heather Lane Pottery has a new owner. Susan recently retired and sold the business to Wendy Rodriguez, who was the past owner of Periwinkles, who was in that current house that you guys Know and Love is also partners with Angels Runway.
Yes, Runway Angels.
Runway Angels. Yes, we always do that.
So Wendy and Stacy are in there. Stop in. They redid the inside of the store. It looks fabulous, and you're sure to find a great outfit or a gift item from Heather Lane Pottery.
Most definitely. That pottery is beautiful. And if you guys didn't know, you can get it personalized too, which is a great gift.
It is. Next up, Sprinkles Donut Shop has launched 4 small batch flavors of popcorn. Yes, popcorn at Sprinkles. The flavors are apple fritter, caramel, sprinkles mix, and white cheddar. So stop by and grab a bag.
Have you tried some?
I have not, but I love popcorn, so I'll definitely be stopping in.
Yep, me too. All right, up next, Ada Village Night. So Discover Ada has partnered with the Rise Volleyball Team. You guys are able to grab discounted tickets just for Ada Village. So if you are a part of Ada, if you come down to Ada, any of that, definitely grab discounted tickets for the Rise game. It's going to be an awesome volleyball game. If you guys didn't know, they play at the Van Andel Arena, and they are amazing.
Very fun. So the ABA is back with our happy hours after skipping a month. So our March happy hour is going to be at Brody's Bee Cafe. It's on March 13th, and it's going to have a really fun St. Patrick's Day theme. So you do not have to be an ABA member to join us at our happy hour. So join us there 4:30 to 6:30.
Oh, fun. Is there going to be green drinks?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, up next, Craft House turns 1. So join us on March 23rd from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. to celebrate the birthday of Craft House. So grab a gift bag, giveaways, product launches. It's going to be a great time.
I will definitely be stopping by. I love everything you have there.
Oh, thanks, Kim.
Yes. So if you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media, and subscribe to this podcast.
All right. Thanks for listening. Now try to keep up.